Hello, hello, everybody, and welcome to this week's call for Buddhas and Butterflies. I'm gonna do my best to have my voice project. You might, as I was saying just off camera a minute ago, or off recording, I should say. I lost it with some teaching, and you may see me get a little bit closer as the session goes through. So, what a day for a close up. Haven't even gotten to makeup yet. Alrighty, so I've invited us all, in all honesty, today's not a makeup day. It's probably not going to be makeup week, quite frankly, but I digress. So I'm going to invite us to settle on in. If you haven't already, make yourself in a little bit more comfortable, whatever posture you're in, seated, laying down, adjusting, wiggle woggles, shake shimmies, letting yourself really land here today. And beginning here by means of breathing. We're in our third round and we are working with our transformation of those extra emotions today. Overwhelm, apathy, guilt, jealousy, shame, anxiety. We could be in that mix as well here. And as you begin to connect to your breath and our intention for our journey for today, know that every inhale is an opportunity to call in. And that might even mean calling in any clarity around what it is you wish to address today. Every exhale, an opportunity to release, to let go, to make space, leaving behind whatever part of the day has already transpired for you, knowing that it's an early morning session, or potentially leaving behind the rest of the week, month, and allowing yourself to really arrive here. So these first few breaths are an opportunity to drop in. I don't often talk about why we start off connecting with our breath in that simple of a way. Well, that's essentially what that practice is offering, the opportunity just to arrive, become even more present with what's here. And in this small way, as you become present and you connect to your breath, I'm going to invite you to get even more cognizant of your body. And continuing to once again make any adjustments that feel right. And thank you for the opportunity to be here today with you all in these ways. I invite you to, as you breathe, with each inhale and exhale and each body movement that you're adjusting, getting comfy cozy with, to let yourself really land a little bit deeper into that seat below you. Connecting even deeper into that cushion. And if any part of that is pleasant, even neutral, taking time to savor that. Taking time to drink that in. And I'm going to invite you on purpose to scan either your outer environment or your inner environment, eyes open or closed, whatever feels right for you. And as you scan, looking for anything that's pleasant to neutral. Looking for anything that's pleasant to neutral. And when you land on that thing, when you land on that thing that's pleasant and neutral, noticing all the things that you like the most about it. The shape, the size, the color, the way the light and the shadow play with it, what it reminds you of, or anything else. And savoring all that feels good here. And as you drink that in, as you savor that, noticing how the body responds, and if any part of that is pleasant and neutral, taking time to savor that too. And as you continue to savor, I'm going to offer these words. Thank you for the opportunity to be here in these ways. And thank you for all that's gone into this sweet moment of connection. And thank you to your families who created you, the ancestors that created them, and the lineage that's held us all. Well, that's held your lineage. And the deepest of thank you to those that have caretaken and stewarded these lands that have indeed nourished us all. Those that have come before, we give thanks. And those of you yet to arrive, we offer our gratitude to your future service. Thank you for nourishing and stewarding the life of all that has transpired and all of those yet to come. And thank you for the opportunity to be here in a way that allows others' support to be a benefit to us all. I haven't offered this before, but today feels like the right day to do it. I invite you to energetically bring in any of your compassionate helpers, seen or unseen, and just gathering them with you. That may include your guides. Or any other form of helpers that you connect with energetically. And in this way, those qualities that imbue through them get to steep in you as you savor and continue to steep yourself in the energy of gratitude. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Peace, peace, peace. Blessings on the session today. To start off with, we're running lymphatic drainage through the midline of the body, which works with consciousness of trust. Lymphatic drainage clearing out any toxins, gunk, waste, low self-esteem, overthinking, overanalyzing. And as that happens, I see the tailbone begin to drop down and the sphenoid bone begin to lift up. Like there is expansion, there's lengthening happening amongst the entire midline and through that spine. We're going to connect all 17 spinal, pardon me, reciprocals, but in particular focusing on the ones around the spine. And it's all defined by the consciousness of unburdening, meaning allowing the alignment of the body to release any undue psycho-emotional burdens that no longer need to be held through the lens of the nervous system. To support that, we're going to run hydration through the spinal column, through the shishumna, through all things midline as well. Bringing in water and joy, releasing any impurities that no longer need to be here. Okay, it's linking into the center of the heart chakra. Center of the heart chakra. Okay. And here, there's this... I just see it as this like little black spot. It's like a center point. And from it, there's these lines that are not straight. They're quite curvy and squiggly. And they're radiating outwards. It almost looks like... Okay, it's getting clearer now. It's actually a symbol that can... that could be associated with radiation. So it's actually detox. I'm going to run a body chemistry to detox. Radiation, which we're all exposed to, which you can experience in your food. Anything that you buy from the supermarket is like fresh food. It is radiated before you eat it. There's radiation that happens when we fly. There's radiation that happens when we're in front of electronic devices. So just helping to detox radiation here. And all of that electrical energy that leads to the radiation in particular, we're working with the consciousness here of unclaimed power. So power that you either haven't recognized or have seen and just chosen not to take up because it seemed like it was dangerous. So we're just starting here with the permission statement, and the words here are, the power is within you. For some of you covering that, there's a little bit of fear, particularly anxiety, along with overwhelm. And it's creating like this paralysis around being able to take action, around being able to move forward. Okay, and part of this is because it's in the heart space, there's actually the habit of over-intellectualizing or overthinking rather than feeling. I'm pretty sure I'm the poster child of that one, but I'm happy to have company there. So if that speaks to you, to whatever degree, know that we're beginning to address whatever layers of pattern that are held within that habit that are available today. Okay, so we're going back, surprise, into early childhood, where there was a learned sense that your feelings weren't always very welcome. For those of us raised by either the boomers or the silent generation, that was a prevalent thought in those generations. Feelings were irrelevant. It was emotional lockdown at its finest. Related to that all, at the same time as that, we're also addressing a pattern of, I'm going to label it as emotional neglect. And again, I created this learned response, I'm better to ignore my feelings. And of course, the second we do that is the second it begins to get stored in the body, if it doesn't actually have space for expression. As we work with that all, running a cellular repair, restoring cells, we're going to go through the family lines to do this. We're going to do dad's side, and we're going back 6 generations, on mom's side as well, 8 generations. And we're working with the emotional frequencies of being overwhelmed by emotions, period, as well as not knowing what to do with them and that creating a sense of anxiety. And also the anxiety is around not fitting in. Like, what am I supposed to do with, like, from the adult perspective that was raising you? What am I supposed to do with all of these feelings that this kid has? This isn't the way that I was raised. This isn't the way that I know how to act. And if this kid goes out into the world like this, they're screwed. This isn't going to work well. So it was in part an act of, I don't know what to do, ignorance, as well as, to some degree, an air of concern was in the mix to a degree at times. And that's going to vary from person to person. So there was this, almost this like idea of, I better teach them how to shut that down in order to keep them safe in this world. And although it may have helped immediate survival, it doesn't actually help long-term health. And it certainly doesn't support any level of happiness or knowing how to navigate in the in this world with people. So as we work with that, It's all the key into the 8th house. House of Scorpio can carry a sting to it. It's about death, rebirth, and regeneration. So I'm actually seeing it. We're still running the cell repair, don't worry. I'm just taking a little bit of an interlude here. As addressing through these intergenerational layers an overarching repair that's happening from generation to generation to generation. So imagine that as we look, you know, 3 generations behind us, and as we look 3 generations in front of us, we can actually see overall a world in which we are beginning to become more emotionally intelligent and aware and supportive in utilizing that in a good way. It's also being used at times to support and prop up victimhood and martyrhood. That's not necessarily the greatest use of it either. And part of that is just being on a learning curve as our world over these 6-7 generations begins to potentially slowly transform and enter a different way of being. Not across necessarily the board, but broad brushstrokes, speaking very generally. And periodically there are people like you who are stopping the buck and ending that cycle of emotional neglect, ignorance, abuse. So as we bring in Scorpio, supporting the dying away of all the patterns that are no longer supportive, and calling in the rebirth of this energy of new beginnings, which you get to play a pivotal role in here, now, today. As we begin to run a cellular repair, restoring these cells through the generations back to their fullest potential of health, we're also going to run a connection to 2 planetary energies of the sun and the moon, bringing in union, as well as running a seedry on these patterns. That's going to continue for a fair ways. We're actually going to do this until the beginning of round 4, slightly past. It's going to run for 16 days. That's seedry. And again, keep in mind, this is all connected to the very center, the core of the heart, is starting with the C, circulation of all those healing resources through this area of your heart. Blood that carries our passion, nerve our communication, lymph that drains our toxins, gunk, waste, low self-esteem, overthinking, overanalyzing, along with sheer vitality, consciousness or awareness, right down into all the little guys, electrons, protons, solitons, neutrons, working with the sounds, the colors, the frequencies of all the chakras, major and minor, endorphins, hormones, and endocannabinoids that lower inflammation, anxiety, depression, help our nervous system and our immune system alike to heal. And then also working with the balance of yin and yang. So the yin bringing in our feminine essence of nourishment, and the yang bringing in our masculine essence of protection, and running hydration, helping cells to take in that water, that joy, and release any impurities that no longer need to be here. Followed by D4 defrag, much like a computer defrag or a spring clean, taking out the clutter of what no longer needs to be here, and what remains can be readily reorganized and utilized for healing. Then all of the R's, reevaluation, recontextualization, reprioritization, getting out of rock and a hard place type of thinking, opening up to possibilities where it may seem like there was none before. And then integration, introspection, shift the underlying consciousness. Thinking of this as the release, the surrender, the letting go. Okay, and as that happens, I continue to see that spine lengthen, and I see a butterfly popping up into the 3rd eye region. So as that spine lengthens, I see it as restoration of dignity. And the butterfly in the center bringing in transformation to how it is you're connecting to your empathy, your wisdom, your connection to the higher self in a way that your ancestors may not have been able to. but in essence breaking new grounds. And being able to trust your own directionality, your own way through this in ways that you may never have even experienced before, yet you may actually have locked in you instinctually. So just because you didn't learn it, doesn't mean it's not innately in there with you. So think of this as tapping into that, oh, dare I say innate wisdom? More of a crown chakra thing to do that, but this is like the intuitive guidance to be restored, to support that alignment with that innate wisdom, to transcend what no longer needs to be held here. In other words, letting the intelligence of the gift of life supersede that of the learned conditioning that we got from the confusion of humans that raised us. And interestingly enough, this feels a little left field, but also really appropriate and bang on. There's a permission, and the words here are, it gets to be clear now. It gets to be clear now. It gets to be clear now. Okay. And then we're heading back to, just a reminder of what we worked with earlier, was around being like, feeling like you can't take action or feeling almost like paralyzed about that. Okay, and although we've addressed part of it from one angle, I'm going to introduce another angle of looking at this, which is that at times, to a degree, the not taking of action might actually be of support. It might be preventing you from taking action in ways that would end up burning you out, or ways that would be like creating too much of a drain, or not supportive to what it is you actually wanted in the long run. Even though it might seem initially confusing from a short-term view. Okay. We're once again running, the reciprocal for tailbone to sphenoid. Okay, and then it's working with an act of memory in which you fell literally on your butt. In part because you were like literally just rushing and didn't quite see something that you ended up like falling over or tripping over, or might have even been your own 2 feet. But it came from a sense of being excited and not paying attention and just and rushing. But what we're releasing is the shaming of, look what happens when you don't take your time. So we're releasing the shame of going too quick or not having slowed down. And related to that, a shame of joy, a shame of all that joy can connect to contentment, delight, bliss. Excuse me. And as we work with this, the shame is coming off of the tailbone overall, and the shame of joy is specifically releasing from the right side of the sphenoid. And then for the entire right body, which is all about taking action, we're basically just giving it permission to honor its own pace. Sometimes that gets to be quick, and sometimes that gets to be slow. And sometimes that just isn't on our choice point. Sometimes there's other factors that get in the way of that. And at times, those other factors might be a saving grace. Okay, got it. So as that releases through the right side of the body, we're connecting it to the crown chakra. I'm gonna suggest that the crown has potentially the quickest rhythm. Things transcend in a way that it becomes almost instantaneous in your awareness, almost instantaneous connection, almost instantaneous relief. It's just like that's not there anymore, is my experience of the crown. Often referred to, because it happens so quick, as a miracle or a gift from God or Source or Universe or whatever your name for that is. I'm not sure why, but it's linking into the acceptance points. And this is not a body talk thing. This is a breathwork thing. They hang it on the back of your skull. The first two are lower. And they're just sort of where the skull meets the spine, up a little bit from that, maybe half an inch. And then about 2 inches above. I'm seeing two head postures. One is of like humility, which is a form of acceptance, where we literally like bow our head. And the other is of it actually going the complete 180, also working with the same level of acceptance, but not through humility, through claiming your brilliance, claiming the fullness of the essence of you. And there's a fear of being egotistical about that, because I can sound egotistical, but there's also a you that's beyond your ego, and it's more speaking to that. This is like the higher self that is also you. Okay, and as we work with these points of acceptance through both angles, the idea here is that they're actually not different. There's a level of humility in being able to stand centered in the fullness of you, and it requires a certain amount of awareness of that fullness of you in order to support humility, which we could refer to as a lessening of the ego, recognizing that it's more than just these learned conditions, responses that the ego functions with. And somehow, energetically, there's a midway point between those two, a center point between those two, which allows, in essence, that seeming polarity or duality of humility and, in a word, I'll call it dignity. In essence, this is just helping your entire nervous system be able to find dignity within humility and humility within dignity, if I could sum it up. And to support that, we're going to run switching technique, which helps to cope or deal with stress and releasing any overthinking, any overanalyzing that's creating any overwhelm, that's supporting any lack of clarity or confusion around dignity can't involve humility, and humility can involve dignity. Okay. So as we reconcile, in essence, humility and dignity, I begin to see the sinuses, and just checking to make sure this isn't self-serving. My cold is more of a lower respiratory thing, a bit of pneumonia. There's a little bit of phlegm I'm in the upper, but it's mostly down below. But what I'm seeing is actually all the phlegm, mucus, and from a Chinese medicine perspective, that holds, I'm going to use a strong word, mental illness. Yeah, and it can release any sort of things that I'm going to say are mentally no longer serving you. Any beliefs, patterns, cognitive activity, which might be carrying insecurity or might not be allowing you to perceive reality of you clearly. And I'm using the word mental illness liberally in the sense that most of us buy into a collective illusion in life, which we could regard as a form of common mental illness, not necessarily referring to, although it can include the upper realms of like the extremes, like schizophrenia, bipolar, borderline. But know that mental illness has a whole spectrum and we're all on it as humans. Unless we fully awakened and, you know, paid enlightenment. So working with that layer of confusion for the vast majority of you at the lower end. Some of you might have something creeping into like the middle end, but you're all in the realm of healthy, normal functioning. So this is like the lower end of the mental illness perspective. Okay. And I see that draining and reconfiguring all the way through the head and the face. Down through the neck, releasing through the chest, and beginning to carry down through the solar plexus, past the diaphragm, all the way through the pelvis. And it scoops up another layer of any confusion, I'm going to call it, or we could call it mental illness again here, too. Around particularly being separate from another and releasing any shame around sexual union where you actually experienced what it was to feel togetherness or union but felt guilty about having sex because we're in our world taught to feel guilty about these things. We have a lot of ideologies and indoctrinations around sex galore. And then I'm seeing that particularly catch that realm and then continue to move down through the tailbone. And there's a layer of confusion here around survival. And I don't have any more on that than that. There's just a general sense of confusion around how to do that well. That's coming in primarily from modern day life, not having provided you the experiences of, believe it or not, sufficient hardship to like grow your own food, to butcher your own animals, to live off of the land in the way that the ancestors did. And so in you, on a deeply subconscious level, there's a sense of, but have I earned my existence? Have I earned my existence? And the beautiful thing is that gets to change from generation to generation. It's just confusing because it's newer in the past few generations to be able to do it differently. As we do that, releasing on a very deep level guilt and shame around not living more in alignment with like those original ways. Okay. And that would have happened pre-modern times. And that's continuing to, which I admit I can look at a little bit romantically. That's continuing to now move down through the legs, all the way through to the feet. As it went through the knees, picked up any layer of confusion around will, that you have to do it in the way that you were taught to do it through modern life. And then releasing that through the feet, through kidney 1 point, into the earth below. And I see this as a fairly substantial clean out, like spring clean on steroids. And as that phlegm, as that confusion continues to release into the earth, I see it actually carrying with it blackness, just darkness. And black isn't in of itself bad. With this particular energy that I'm seeing, it's just holding almost like an oil spill. All the sticky things that seem like they just couldn't go anywhere. And that's releasing through, again, these kidney 1 points, which I'm seeing as, in turn, being able to drink in the goodness from the earth. And it's just getting reacquainted with what it is to have things like, in particular, flowers. Just for the sheer joy of it. Not because they had a purpose to fulfill, or a way to survivally, might have contributed to survival on a health level through their essences, but just being able to delight in the sheer simple beauty without any of that confusion. And then I just see the consciousness of simple beauty begin to filter in through kidney one, almost like your system gets to be reborn through simple beauty, all the way in that same trajectory up the body now until it reaches the sinuses. And as it rises, in particular through the navel, releasing as it does so another layer of, I'm going to say, medicalized birth trauma, or any trauma that you may have experienced in your birth process that came in through any medical procedures. The list is long. We could spend days talking about that. I'm going to sum that up in that way. And then allowing for those flowers to continue to rise. And it's almost like a daisy chain. I don't know if you ever made those as kids. And it's like a daisy chain that rises all the way through the sinuses and even begins to go up through the sphenoid, which hangs out in the center of the skull and keeps going into the upper portions of the skull and ever so slightly to almost like the star in a Christmas tree, if you can imagine having an energy point slightly above your head, rises to here. And I see you fully held as in almost like a cocoon from the energy slightly below your feet to the energy slightly above your head. In this essence of simple beauty. Just pausing to drink that in, giving that 2-3 breaths. As that happens, I begin to see the energy of another combination emotion, which we don't go to very often, or as often, or that we just haven't been to very much yet, which is that of disgust. And I see that coming off of the back body. I'm just going to grab a Kleenex. Give me 1 sec. That disgust comes off of the bladder meridian through the back body, excuse me, and as that disgust melts off, it also joins the other black oily substance I was working with before in the earth, and somehow those two energies of blackness combine, and they actually become whole in their own right. It's like they got to feel seen and understood by each other, because it's almost like they speak each other's language. in a way that allows both of them to lighten up, and it continues to transmute into the earth, offering the energy of groundedness and sweetness, what it means to take it in loving presence by means of stillness. So in essence, supporting your body now and being centered in stillness, in sweetness, in loving presence. And that begins to enter through the spinal column and radiates outward. For whatever reason, it almost looks like a space heater. Excuse me. That's radiating out that energy 360 degrees. Okay, beautiful. And as that radiates softly, gently, it creates a deeper surrender into that simple beauty. And it creates a new upward spiral for how it is you get to be held and how it is you get to move forward in this world alike. Giving that a slow, deep breath, we're going to tap this part out here. Invitation to breathe and to receive however feels right for you. Giving that 2-3 slow deep breaths, letting that integrate. And almost like a tree defrosting in spring or taking like that first big stretch in the morning. They're just like an easing into this new configuration. This new, almost like a fingerprint or a signature of essence within you. Excuse me. Got it. It's working with the consciousness of embodied acceptance. Which gets to be available now with this within this new configuration. And there's some old residue, some old habit patterns that might rear up from time to time. That's generally speaking the ways that these things go. And there's a certain part of you that might even on occasion be in disbelief that that could happen. That part seems to be hanging out on the back of the neck. And that had that part of you was conditioned to believe that you can't simply choose. That you weren't allowed to choose. That you didn't have agency. that you had to do it the way that you were told, that you couldn't choose otherwise. There's a fair amount of shame. There's a fair amount of guilt. It's all being held in the back of the jaws, maxillary muscle, as well as the back half of the sphenoid. And it's carrying within that the consciousness of learned impotence. So we're just helping to release that from that part of you. And the guilt and the shame are primarily just about owning your authentic nature, which may fly in the face of all the conditioning you've ever received, whether that be from the family, any groups that were religious, any friend group, any societal groups, or anywhere in between. And in particular, releasing family shame around them. Well, how is that going to look? You'll bring shame upon all of us. Releasing that through the left eye, including the bone, the eye tissue, the nerves, the eye socket. It's even radiating into the upper cheekbone. The cheekbone is more carrying the fear of being punished for having brought shame upon the family. And we're particularly releasing the layer of shame that has the voice of the "who do you think you are" associated with it. Excuse me. Bring the Kleenex box over. And as we work with this shame that's here, excuse me, that fear of being punished for it, we're also releasing the memories of punishment that were held ancestrally for doing the same. That punishment may have been physical, emotional, mental. It may have been literally like the fear of God, spiritual, relational, cut off energy, like isolated, given the silent treatments, or rejected, abandoned, and neglected in other ways. And within that, also feeling like you weren't allowed to retaliate. You weren't allowed to stand up for yourself. So it was like a forced humbling, which got confused with what it meant to have healthy humility. Which can then in turn in this lifetime show up as defensiveness, self-protection. No, I wasn't doing anything wrong. I'll cover that up. I'll lie about it. I'll lie to myself about it. Okay, and as I release this through here, running a cellular repair, restoring cells back to their fullest potential of health. And permissions. You don't have to do it any. You don't have to anymore. The exact words meaning like you don't have to do that anymore. You don't have to anymore. That gets to end now. You don't have to anymore. That gets to end now. Okay. Releasing intergenerational rage, going back ancestrally, a total of 9 generations around this all. Rage is some combination of anger and fear being held through the left side of head, face, neck, going down all the way through to left heart, shoulder, even elbow. All creating rageful heart protection and not allowing others to necessarily get as close as you may actually even want them to be. Out of a fear of having to suffer criticism or being told that you were a disappointment in some way. All leading to the need to manage your image and be seen in a certain way and to not let that authentic expression of you shine through. So to release this part of you, it helps to soften even more into that cocoon that we worked with earlier. And as we begin to tap out these layers, we're also releasing through the right hip. In ways that actually, it's more so releasing the habits of disassociating from your own self, your own needs. If I put into words, it's like this automatic knee-jerk reaction of, yes, you're right, I'm wrong. Releasing that with its own seed tree, all the same steps that we outlined before. This one running for 6 days. Being defined by the consciousness of not just standing your own, but in a way that cultivates healthy relationships. That might be new. Drawing upon the courage of the gallbladder meridian that's here to support that. As well as the gallbladder's capacity to enter new beginnings. I'm going to tap this part out here. Invitation to breathe. And to receive however feels right for you. Giving that all around, just a breath, slow, deep breath. And allow yourself to rest in that feel free to call on that resource that you found earlier. Allow yourself to steep in the cocoon that you've created for you. I'm going to play a song. It's about 4 minutes long. The name is S-U-N-U, Sunu, from the album Soul Visions by Rising Appalachia and The Human Experience. Thank you for the opportunity to gather together in these ways, and thank you for being here exactly as you are. Thank you for the gift of you. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. Peace, peace, peace. Blessings on the rest of your day and week ahead, y'all. And thank you so much for the well wishes. I will definitely support. Oh, the sound wasn't great in the song. I'm so sorry. Was that true for everybody, or did other people hear the song okay? Just curious if that was across the board, or maybe one person had an issue. And yeah, you're most welcome for the session. Oh, I love that you love Rising Appalachia. Yeah, I think they're pretty phenomenal. The song was not well heard. Okay, let me sort out why that might have been. The audio settings were good. Oh, I see what I did. I so apologize for that. I had the original sound for musicians at off, not on. I forgot to hit that button earlier. My apologies. It also probably means I didn't hear the intro song very well. Next time, I'll do better on that. We might have to hear the song again just for that. One more play next week. We'll see. All right, everybody. Thank you so much for the opportunity again to be here with you all. Wishing you a beautiful week. Next week is Integration Week, so we are doing breath work. So come prepared for that, y'all. Mwah, mwah, mwah. Bye for now, everybody. Thank you.